Wacky Radio 2, Life Mates.
Hello everyone, this is Studley Forkage, a roving radio reporter. Today's subject on Hot Topic is internet dating. At the end of the show, we would like you to tell us about your experiences with internet dating. So today's guest is Carla, who is searching for her life mate on the internet. Would you please tell us about your experience, Carla?
Sure, Studley. What would you like to know?
Well, just tell us how you came to be involved in internet dating and how it worked for you.
Okay. Well, I was getting over a bad relationship, and I decided I would give this internet dating thing a try. I mean, all my friends were doing it, so I thought, why not?
Okay, Carla. So how did it go?
Well, I keep meeting these creeps who are not serious and who are not ready to make a commitment to a permanent and meaningful relationship. So I thought this time I would spell things out right at the beginning.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So I said I'm looking to find my life mate, because I've reached a point in my life where I'm ready to settle down, you know, start a family, the usual thing.
Okay, please continue, Carla.
Well, about 3 days after I posted my information, I get an email from this man, and I'm going to call him Rick, because that's not his real name, you know what I mean? He said that he was in a short-term relationship that just ended, and he too was ready for a permanent relationship, and that he was also searching for his life mate, huh?
Sounds good to me. You know, it seems like you're both of a similar mind.
Yeah, so I exchange emails with him for a few weeks, learn as much as I can about him. He writes beautiful emails, and after a while I'm thinking, maybe this is the man I've been searching for.
So what were you able to determine from the questions you asked him?
So he told me he lived in a big house in a gated community out in the country. I thought this sounds pretty good, you know? The fact that he lives in a house and all. So I asked him what he'd like to eat and what he usually cooks himself for dinner.
And what did he say?
He said he hasn't cooked a meal for himself in over 10 years because he's got people to do that for him. I'm thinking, gee, this guy must be pretty well off, you know? He lives in a big house in a gated community. He's got people who cook for him. Know what I mean?
So what else did you ask him?
Well, my next question was, what do you do for a living?
Logical question. What was his response?
He said he doesn't do anything at the moment because he's retired from his regular profession. Now I'm thinking, wow, this guy's only 35 years old. He's retired. He must have done very well for himself, whatever he used to do as a profession. So I asked him what it was he did before he retired.
Very interesting. Please continue.
So when I asked him about his previous profession, he tells me that he worked for a large, private, multinational corporation and that he was one of the top executives. And I'm thinking, Carla, you may have hit the jackpot on this one. I mean, his picture is good. He's got a big house. He's got servants. He's retired at 35 years old. So he must have money. He writes me great emails and he's searching for his life mate just like I am.
Sounds really good, Carla. So what did you do next?
Well, when he said he wanted to meet me, I said yes. I said, why don't we meet for coffee so we can get to know each other? And he said, why don't I just come out to his house in the country for lunch or dinner?
What did you say?
I said, sure, let's do it. I figured this might be my once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet my life mate.
Okay, so how did it go?
Well, I drove out in the country to the address he gave me, and I thought I must have made a wrong turn or got the address wrong because it didn't look right at all. So I went up to the front gate and I said, I'm Carla, I'm here to see Rick Santucci if I got the right place.
What happened next?
The man at the front gate said, no, this is the right place and that Mr. Santucci is expecting me. He said, come right in and follow me.
Okay. Don't keep me in suspense. What happened?
Well, I followed this man until we come to another gate. He pressed the button, and an automatic door slid open, and he said, you'll find Mr. Santucci in the last cell on the right. That's when I find out that Rick is a prisoner serving 30-year sentence.
Wow. So I guess that's the end of it, right?
Well, not exactly, Studley. I mean, I did get to meet him, and he seems like a really nice guy, and, you know, he said he's innocent and all, so, you know. And he's gonna get out one day, so I thought, meh. I'm going to give the relationship a chance. I mean, this relationship has a lot of positives, you know?
What positives?
Well, at least I know where he is 24/7. He's not going to be out running around and cheating on me. And, you know, I don't have to worry about making him dinner, cleaning up after him or nothing.
Man, oh man. Okay, that's all the time we have today. This is Studley Forcade saying goodbye until next time.